Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Longtime East Bay lawmaker Barbara Lee is getting the money together for a possible mayoral run in Oakland. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this must have been the worst kept secret in all of politics.
It is. What we're seeing here is what they call the rollout in the business. What you do is the first thing is you say that people are talking to you about it. And then the next thing you know, there's a letter circulating urging you to run, signed by prominent labor and civic leaders. And then the third thing is you say you're going to be weighing it over the holiday or something like that. And then we have the opening of the campaign committee, filing the papers to start collecting campaign contributions, which is what we had yesterday, which is pretty much, in my book, is when you cross the line and you are running. I mean, if you're asking for money to run, you are running. Barbara Lee is running for mayor of Oakland.
Now that she's running, will people drop out?
Well, we've got about 14 candidates already lined up. Most of them, you know, aren't known by anybody except for friends and family. We have Lauren Taylor, who is a former supervisor and is a moderate, who ran against Mayor Xing Tao and only lost by like 625 to 650 votes. He's vowing to stay in. Rihanna Webb, a former staffer to the mayor, is running as well. I think she'd pretty much clear the field, because the others haven't taken off, Margie. And this is going to be a short race between now and April. So Barbara Lee is coming in at the urging of labor unions, especially city worker unions, and the progressive politicians who feel that they took a loss with Xing Tao and are hoping to hold on to power. So she's got the backing. She's got the numbers. Even if there's other people running, I don't think they're going to have the ability to mount much of a campaign in opposition to her. That's not to say it's going to be easy. She's going to have to, you know, she'll be able to run on a positive message. But the reality is she is actually, you know, running for a job that's akin to being like mayor of Oakland. That's in the next couple of years. That's going to be like being a crossing guard at a train wreck.
Well, I was going to say, and I've said this about everybody who moves over from the legislative branch to the executive branch of any size government agency. How do you run something like that with so many issues ahead of it when you've been making laws instead of, you know, doing budgets?
You've been saying yes instead of been saying no is basically what it is. The legislature, you get to pick your battles. When you're a mayor, you don't. She's going to be facing a $130 million deficit. They've already browned out or shut down temporarily two of the city's fire stations. They may have to go up to six. Police staffing is dropped. It's going to stay low. It's probably going to get lower. There's the prospect of layoffs. You're not going to get any help from the federal government because her friends in Congress aren't going to be able to ship money to Oakland because it's Republican now and it's Trump. On the other hand, hey, she's the only maybe the hope they've got, and that's who you play, who you've got. And maybe she is the person that can wade through this and keep everybody together, because they say, well, she's our person. If she says we got to take a cut and we got to take a hit, we have to do it. It'll be interesting to see. There's interesting to say, as you said, former people coming back. Jerry Brown came back and it was a big success. And when he became mayor of Oakland after being governor, Ron Dellums, not so much of a success after he came back from Congress to be it. So we'll see how Barbara Lee fares.
All right. Thanks as always, Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.